Fresh rioting broke out in the capital of Algeria, Algiers, yesterday as police deployed around mosques and authorities suspended soccer championship matches after violent protests over food prices and unemployment. Charles Collins has this report.
Friday was the third day of rioting across Algeria, and the first day the street battles happened during the daylight hours. Riot police, armed with tear gas and batons, maintained a strong presence around the Algerian capital's main mosques. In the working-class Belkor district of the capital, rioting resumed after Friday prayers, when young protesters pelted police with stones and blocked access to the area. The clashes came after the government raised the cost of staple foods. The cost of flour, salad oil, and sugar have doubled in the past few months. Protesters also say they want jobs in a country where the official unemployment rate of 10% is believed by many independent observers to be closer to 25.
The solution is to let us go to Europe. Young people today either end up in prison or emigrate. The government is humiliating us. They're raising the price of sugar. We have to pay the rent, electricity, water, sugar and oil. We are all poor.
Meanwhile, the El Kabar newspaper has reported in its online edition that one young man has been killed in clashes on Friday in the city of Misila, about 250 kilometers southeast of the capital. If confirmed, it would be the first fatality in the ongoing demonstrations. I'm Charles Collins.